Refugee resettlement to U.S. from 23 coronavirus countries continues. By John Binder on March 16, 2020. Refugee resettlement to the United States from 23 countries with confirmed coronavirus infections is continuing with little to no changes by the State Department. While President Trump has implemented travel bans on China, Iran, and Europe, which have already stopped the flow of hundreds at land ports of entry, refugee resettlement to the U.S. from coronavirus-affected countries is continuing. Between February 1 and March 15, the U.S. admitted 2,473 refugees, the overwhelming majority of which arrived from countries with at least one confirmed case of the coronavirus. The 23 coronavirus countries from which refugees are still being resettled in the U.S. include Afghanistan, Armenia, Central African Republic, Colombia, Democratic Republic of the Congo, Egypt, Ethiopia, Guatemala, Guinea, Honduras, Iran, Iraq, Ivory Coast, Kazakhstan, Moldova, Pakistan, Russia, Rwanda, Senegal, Somalia, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Ukraine. Before Trump implemented a travel ban on Iran, about 18 refugees were allowed to resettle in the U.S. over the month of February. Iran now has close to 15,000 coronavirus cases and 853 deaths. Likewise, nearly 140 Iraqi refugees have been resettled, even while there are 124 cases of coronavirus in the country and 10 deaths. Another 182 Afghani refugees have been resettled, while the number of coronavirus cases nearly doubled overnight to now 21 confirmed infections. A large number of refugees, more than 830, from the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Ukraine, more than 500, have been resettled in the U.S. The Congo has 2 confirmed coronavirus cases, while Ukraine has 5 confirmed cases and 1 death. A handful of states are taking the majority of these newly resettled refugees. California, for example, has taken 262 refugees, while Washington has resettled 223. About 175 refugees have been resettled in New York, 170 resettled in Texas, 140 resettled in Kentucky, 127 resettled in Ohio, 110 resettled in Michigan, and 92 resettled in Pennsylvania. The constant flow of refugee resettlement comes as the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be inundated by foreign nationals from countries affected by the coronavirus. As Breitbart News reported, nearly 151,000 foreign nationals from 72 coronavirus countries have been apprehended at the southern border since October. The U.S. is approaching 4,000 coronavirus cases, while 67 deaths have been confirmed. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.